do you want from me?
It's just one little thing.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for a review of the commuter, I can tell you that ours isn't very good. But what we do have is a very particular lack of audio quality. Audio quality that has somehow gotten worse throughout our podcasting career. Audio quality that makes us a nightmare to listen to. If you like the video now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you.
But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
But on a train.
Hey!
You said you were going to do a Taken thing.
Liam Neeson is back, and better than ever. He's taking you for a ride.
Oh, wow.
It'll be non-stop. Don't expect any silence. Liam Neeson really had to run all night for this movie. I'm going to spread the rest of them out a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to save them. So we saw the trailer for the new movie Commuter.
Immediately.
Immediately we're like,
Trinkin'.
Yeah. It's like, that's going to be trash. It's just like, oh, it's taken on a train. And you were like, Trinkin'. I'm like, we have to see it now. Just because that would make a great thumbnail.
We have to see everything. Everything, goddammit.
We've missed so many movies.
Oh, yeah, but...
We see all the trash. Like, fucking Darkest Hour is out, and we're like, should we go and see a thought-provoking movie about Winston Churchill? No, let's go and see Liam Neeson kill people on a train.
Well, yeah. It's Liam Neeson on a train! Killing people. What?
Have you seen the Taken movies?
No.
No, me neither.
I think I saw the first 20 minutes of the first one.
Yeah, it's uneventful. I just kind of got bored and turned it off.
It's just like... Liam Neeson is a security guard. Yeah. He used to be a security guard for like the president or something, and then he's just like a regular like bouncer or something because he retired from that. But he's still got to work, I guess, because he's Liam Neeson. He always has to be retired from a bigger job.
Well, it's because he's an older man, so he can't be like in the prime of his life. Cop, he's got to be. Oh, he's retired, but he's still got those skills. And that's exactly what this movie is.
Yeah, they make a great deal. They take a great deal of time to go on about like, yeah, you're a former cop.
Yeah,
setting up and
well,
like,
we'll go spoiler free quickly just to sum up the film.
I think the fact that he's a former cop isn't much of a spoiler. It's Liam Neeson.
But you know, I'm just saying, don't go further into
it. Qui-Gon Jinn, former cop,
former Jedi. Now he's just a bad Jedi. Yeah. Credits will do fine.
Hashtag, what's that? New Star Wars, The Last Jedi, it sucks.
Hashtag, Last Jedi sucks. Okay. Oh, I can put it in the tags now.
Yes.
Like we did with Spider-Man Homecoming. Yeah. So this is actually the first movie of the year that we've seen. Because Greatest Showman came out last year. So this is first movie of 2018.
What? Well, hey, good start. 2018! Yeah, new movie season! January!
Fuck you, it's January! Everyone's favorite time.
Fuck you, it's January!
We totally didn't steal that.
I didn't.
No.
Except for last time when I
said fuck you, it's January. You last time.
I made the same reference though, so it's fine.
That's true.
You stole my reference.
Well, I think I said to you last time, it was like, Trinkin' comes out next week, and he's like, yeah, it's like, it's a fuck you, it's January movie. It's not gonna be like, they're not gonna put that in like the summer blockbuster period. Whatever, who cares? Yeah. The European audience will see it because for whatever reason the European audience likes Liam Neeson killing people for an hour and a half.
Especially the British audience, because we love we love Irishmen.
That's true, because they're almost British, but they're slightly foreign.
Yeah, that's true. They also make a point of explaining why he's got an Irish accent in this movie.
I like that.
Well, they do it in I think they do it in every Liam Neeson movie.
Well, they've got to, because he can't do any other accent. I think I mentioned at some point, it's like, in Rob Roy, which I like as a movie, it's about Rob Roy, famous Scottish
hero. I know
man.
About it. I looked up all the Liam Neeson movies and it popped up.
Well, he just does an Irish accent, and they filmed the movie in Ireland, so it's barely got anything to do with Scotland. Still a good film. He's an okay performance, but he never ever tries to do another accent. He's like, no, fuck it, I'm Irish. But you're in Star Wars, you're in space. Fuck it, I'm from Space Ireland. I'm from Planet Porg.
Well, yeah, but everybody has British accents in Star Wars, except for, like, the Americans.
That's true. Well, the heroes, they're American. All the bad guys are British, except Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
So, Trinkin, what do you think of it?
It was okay. I'm gonna forget this movie, like,
definitely.
Tomorrow.
It's one of those films we'll probably forget about the more we talk about it.
Yeah, it's just, Liam Neeson taking you for a ride.
Liam Neeson taking out the bad guys.
Taking two out the bad guys.
Taking out the bad guys.
Taking three out the...
No, that's to threeken.
Is there a fourth taken?
No, that would be to forken, but I don't think they've made that. But we've got taken, token, to threeken, if they ever make it to forken. We've got plainkin, which is nonstop, and now we've got trainkin. So I think it's a new genre of movie, it's just Liam Neeson on different types of vehicles. Like the next
Liam
one.
Liam Neeson public transport cinematic universe?
Yeah. Where he's just killing people on different modes of transport.
Yeah.
Next one will be a bus, and it'll be buskin. It's like a good play on words.
In The Grey, was he on like...
Oh yeah.
Was he on a plane in The Grey as well?
I can't remember. I think... Did he not just get lost in the woods in that movie? I've never seen it.
I think it was a plane crash.
Oh, maybe it was. Oh.
Yeah, it was a plane crash.
That was a sequel to Plainkin. That took place in the Liam Neeson cinematic universe. Same with Star Wars.
What about that movie, Silence, when he goes to Japan? Is he on a boat in that? When it's the bunch of Christians taking Jesus to
Japan. I've
never
heard of that film. Has Liam Neeson played Jesus? He looks like Jesus when he plays Qui-Gon Jinn. He's got hair and everything.
That's true.
He'd be good at it.
Credits will do fine.
No, they won't.
Everybody...
I know Ewan McGregor played Jesus in a movie.
Wow.
Last Temptation or something.
Ooh.
It didn't look very good, but he also played the devil.
Ooh.
It was one of those like narcissistic projects where he's like, I'm going to be Jesus and the devil and I'll get all the Oscars. No one saw it.
Maybe he'd be lucky to get a Golden Globe, am I right?
Oh, I don't get it.
Golden Globes aren't as good. Nobody cares about the Golden Globes.
But Oprah Winfrey had that great speech, and then her house was destroyed immediately afterwards.
Did that happen?
Yeah. The Trump curse strikes again.
Was it a storm? Or was it...
It was a mudslide. Just annihilated her house. It was great, because like... She said the speech, like, coming out bashing Trump, and all the liberals are like, we need Oprah Winfrey for president, and, like, all the Trump supporters are like, look, a year ago you were saying that Trump is unfit because he's a celebrity, and now you're saying, oh, this celebrity should be president, and then, like, 2 days later, a mudslide destroyed her house, and everyone's like, oh, you don't mess with Trump, because you just get fucked. There was that Olympic athlete that said, she's like, I'm not skiing for Trump. If I win, it's not a victory for Trump. And then the next day she broke her leg and couldn't compete in the Olympics.
Holy shit.
Yeah, don't fuck with Trump.
You can't stump the Trump.
That'd be a better movie if it was Donald Trump killing people on a train.
Trumped.
I'm sick of these shithole people from these shithole countries on my shithole train. I'm about to deport some fucking immigrants. Yeah, whatever. Snakes on a plane. It's a good movie.
Immigrants on a...
Immigrants on a...
I don't know.
Immigrants on a boat. Liam Neeson's gonna kill all the immigrants. But no, Trainkin is a fun time.
Yeah.
I was thinking it's like...
I got one or two laughs out of it.
I laughed the hardest I've laughed at a movie in a while, from what I can remember. Like, I fucking Last Jedi, I was laughing at it, but that was like either laugh or cry situation. But this... There's a whole end scene that just had me, like, almost in tears of laughter because it kept going and it kept escalating.
Yeah,
it was so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
This movie's one of those, like, made-for-idiots movies, like Geostorm, where they, like, explain everything that's happened to you.
Hey, Geostorm, how dare you say
it. It's a fun movie. But it's like the same kind of like characters describe who they are with their dialogue and like an on the nose way where like they introduce this character and he's like, oh, we go way back. We used to be on the force for 7 years. Let me be your friend because we're friends.
Because my name is RoboCop.
Oh, yeah. Like the movie opens. That's what I was going to say. Like I had hope for this movie actually being solid. Like the trailers made it seem like a piece of shit. But then the opening I thought was really good.
Yeah,
where it's like showing
going through his day, like, oh yeah, you
every day's the same.
Yeah, you learn about his like family situation and his financial situation just from like brief to 5 second scenes.
But it was really nicely handled and it was really well paced. Where there was a bit where he's like walking through the train station and all the people moving fast and he's just walking and his clothes change. But there was a bit that I really really liked where he's sitting in the car with his wife. And, like, it keeps switching days, but with the same camera angle. And they're wearing different clothes, and it was different weather. But there's a part where they're, like, arguing, and then it goes to them, and they're, like, they're loving each other, and then they're talking about their money problems. And then the next day, they're happy again, and it's, like, that's really well done. You establish, oh, they're, you know, they're husband and wife. They've got their problems or whatever, but, they, you know, they love each other. And then he looks at his ring, and he's, like, oh, we're married. And then she looks at her ring, and she points at his own, and she's, like, yep, we're married.
aren't we married? Look at how married we are. Ha ha ha! Love.
Gotta establish my ring so the audience remembers that I have a ring.
I'm a happy loving, faithful husband, and my wife wears her ring all the time. It would be weird if she didn't.
I'm 5 years from retirement. What could possibly go wrong? And then things go wrong. But there was a bit where he's at his work, and some woman's like, Alex Murphy's on the line for you. And we're like, fucking RoboCop! What's RoboCop doing in this movie?
I was so excited to see RoboCop.
Me too!
And then, like, I was, like, there was that moment where I was, like, holding out hope. And he would just be like,
it just shows up as RoboCop.
Hello, Liam Neeson. How are you doing? How are things with your family? It is me, RoboCop. They spins his gun around.
He shows up at the end, he's like, I'm taking you, dead or alive. That would have been amazing. But it's just the guy from Insidious.
Yeah, I think that guy would look alright as a RoboCop.
Yeah, I was thinking that, because, I don't know, you could establish this as like a pretty cool, like a new RoboCop movie. Well, it kind of fits.
I mean, you couldn't when,
No, but you could explain around it. We'll get to that, but yeah, I thought it opened really well. But then you get the bar scene where they just explain everything, and it's like, okay, this is made for idiots.
And then it's like, there's even like, they just make the odds so hard, like, so you know before anything happens, like,
what's gonna happen.
Yeah, and like, who's behind it all.
Which does not work for a mystery.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was thinking from the trailer. It's like, okay, it's Liam Neeson that's to kill someone on a train, but it might be an interesting, like, oh, there's a bad guy on this train. Who I gotta fight?
Maybe he's gonna get, like, small hints as he goes along.
But no, he's just looking for this person, trying to narrow it down, and it's really obvious who it is because of just the way they shoot it and the way they edit it. The editing is awful, and it's, again, made for idiots. There's a bit where it's, a couple times there's, like, revelations, and
like
they feel the need
slow,
to...
slow, like, close-ups and
then
zooms.
They show what actually happened, so you remember, so your dumb idiot brain can go, oh, yeah, that happened earlier! And then you can't just piece it together. They have to explain it to you, and you're like, I know. Like, the whole end, like, I felt like the movie was about to end, and then it went on for another, like, 25 minutes, and none of it was interesting. And then a twist happened after, like, 20 minutes, and I'm like, I know! I've known for the whole movie!
It's funny that you say that you felt like it went on, like, an extra 25 minutes. I felt like we were getting to, like, the middle of the movie when, like, I think that same scene.
Really?
Yeah, because I kept thinking, like, this can't be it. Like, they've not really done anything in this movie.
I thought they were going to establish more of the villains, because it's like this mysterious woman shows up.
Exactly. That I kept thinking there was going to be, like, much more depth to, like, what's going on. But
I think maybe they're trying to set this up as, like, the new trilogy Taken series, where there's going to be a Toucan? What would you... What did you say? Comtutor?
Yes, the Comtutor.
The sequel, the Comtutor.
Yes. I saw that up until, like...
With RoboCop! Alex Murphy will come back as RoboCop.
Yeah, like, up until, like, I feel like the last scene, I kept thinking they were gonna, like, build this into, like, this overarching, like, trilogy where they would find out about this mystery organization or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of felt the same.
There's a train.
That's what I was gonna say. Because, like, I liked all the opening stuff, and they're setting up his life and his family and stuff. And I, to begin with, I liked how they handled the train, because it felt very claustrophobic. Like, I hate trains and public transports and stuff, so it's like, you're trapped on this train, you don't really know what's going on, people are spying on you, and you feel really claustrophobic, but they don't handle it well after, like, the first couple scenes. Yeah. And, like, you don't get a good layout of the train, because it feels like people just move carts all the time.
Yeah, and then it feels like, are there, like, 4 carts, or are there, like,
20?
Yeah, are there
5? Like, because then he goes to, like, this cart, I'm like, I feel like I've not seen this cart before, because there's no one on it, but the lights are on, so it's not like that other cart where there was nobody but the lights were off. Yeah. I thought there was going to be a clear layout of, these are where all the people are sitting, and he's going back and forth trying to piece together the information, but he kind of talks to everyone once, and then things just happen that make things easy for him.
Yeah, and he just keeps getting phone calls telling him what to do. Some might say a monster calls to let him know what to do next.
So you just trying to bring in jokes from other William Neeson movies?
Yeah, I mean,
is that a movie?
Hey,
the Monster Calls?
Yeah, it's that one where he's like a tree man or something.
Oh, yeah! That movie's so depressing. I've seen part of it. Like, the kid's mom gets, like, cancer and dies. That's fucking sad. I don't like that movie.
Well, I mean, I got all this to reference, so let's keep the show going.
Yeah, so there's only, like, 3, like, fighting action scenes, and they're all awful.
Well, yeah, like,
again, we were laughing during most of them.
The interesting thing about, like, 2 of them is that the guys, like, Like, Liam Neeson obviously would know how to fight, because
yeah.
cop, ex-cop and all that. Those other two guys, they wouldn't have any knowledge of, like, how to, like, properly fight. So that's kind of interesting, like, looking back on the scenes.
But then one of them is like, oh, he's doing a lot of pretty cool kicks for... But I, oh, I guess... Oh, no, they do explain that, don't they?
Yeah.
No, it was just because it was like, you want to have this epic fisticuff action. Like, what do you think about the music? Because it was very, I thought it was very generic, like action music. Dun 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 dun. And then it's like this dramatic fight scene in the train, and then it just shows you this awkward angle of them fighting, and there's like no room for them to do anything.
Like, I don't remember any of the music except for one scene where he was
the slow piano music.
A Hans Zimmer score just all of a sudden started. It's like, what the fuck's with the music now?
Yeah, it was kind of sporadic. Like, it went into generic action music, but at the beginning it was like slow piano, which led me to believe that it was going for a different tone, like it was going for more of a mystery drama and less of a dumb action movie.
Yeah, if I'd never seen that trailer where I could just see a train like multi-track drifting, I would have just assumed, like, I would have probably like gone to this movie thinking, like, oh, it's like a like slow thriller on a train, instead of like going in thinking it's gonna be like a dumb over-the-top action movie, and then it wasn't. But it was.
Yeah, it's a total mess.
It's, yeah. It
but I don't know. I enjoyed it. I thought a lot of it was so dumb that it was funny. Would you recommend it?
No.
No? I don't know. I think I might. If you enjoy like the Geostorm movies, where it's like you can just laugh at how stupid they are.
This isn't Geostorm.
No.
Geostorm but, is but
that
great.
I would say it's worth it for that one scene where it's just so out of place in context to the rest of the movie. All right, we'll go into spoilers. Spoilers, I mean, who cares? You don't... Yeah.
Who's gonna see The Commuter?
Yeah, exactly.
Who the fuck wants to see this fucking movie? Nobody. Nobody gives a shit about The Commuter.
Watch this review from here on out, and we will tell you the one scene that's worth looking up on YouTube when the movie comes out on DVD. So the movie opens, and, yeah, Alex Murphy calls, and then he gets fired, and then Sam Neill shows up for one scene. And I was like, oh, it's Sam Neill. He'll probably be a bad guy, maybe? Or he probably won't show up again until the end. And then they go on the train, and then this woman appears, and she's like, you gotta kill someone.
Well, she poses...
I like how they handled that scene.
Yeah, that scene was neat. We're just kind of like, huh, that would be... Yeah. Isn't that hypothetical? It's like, it's for you to decide. Hey, for 100,000... Would you fucking get somebody killed? You wouldn't kill them, but you could get them killed. Yeah. You don't know, or do you?
Yeah.
That's a weird hypothetical. There's a package in the toilet. You can go get that.
So, wait, I thought this was hypothetical.
And then she winks and then struts off the train.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, I better go take the money.
Yeah.
Like, this is an idiot, this movie. Well, <that's> just... I was so happy because he takes the money and then a black kid appears on the next stop and he's like, this is a warning for you. You have to kill the person now. You've started the game or whatever. And then he opens the bag and it's his wife's ring that they clearly establish earlier. And then like they do like a dolly zoom or they move the camera out and zoom in.
I was like,
his wife was taken. Yes.
And they do like a weird like. Out of focus, close up on his face, but his eyeballs then in focus.
Like, because there was that other scene where, like, the woman called him on his friend's phone, because that was a big plot point of the film. He loses his phone, and then he's just getting calls from other people's phones.
Yeah. So he was targeted. So, like, they going on to the train, they were looking for him, blah, blah, blah. So someone pickpocketed his phone before he got on the train so that he wouldn't have it, so that
they could call him on somebody else's phone, which doesn't make sense. Why didn't you just let him have his own phone and then call him that?
It's so that he couldn't, like, freely, like, text or call people or whatever, and obviously his wife is trying to
phone.
I guess,
but he does that anyway, and then they get Jonathan Banks killed in a scene that was also hilarious, and it actually reminded me of Geostorm. Where he just shoves him in front of a bus.
And it's just so obvious, can you discreetly... put in enough force to push someone into a bus.
And everyone's like, what happened? And it's like, you can clearly see the guy pushed him. Yeah. He was in a big crowd of people, so it's like, clearly you'd be able to see. If you were in that crowd, you'd be like, you pushed that man in front of that bus. Detain this man.
Excuse me, officers. This man right here is a murderer.
I think in Geostorm, at least they pushed the guy in front of a bus and then ran away, didn't they?
Yeah, the guy that got into a car.
Yeah.
Like...
So, Geostorm has better logic than fucking train can.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe that guy ran away into a getaway car, but we didn't see it.
Yeah.
Because we have to focus on Liam Neeson.
On the train, because Liam Neeson is the most important part of the film.
It's true.
Because he's Liam Neeson.
That's true, Liam Neeson is an important man.
But no, there was a scene where the woman calls him, and he's like, where's my wife and kids? And she's like, oh, they're fine.
One kid.
And kid, yeah. And she's
with
like,
no Irish accent at all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah! Well, I mean, he was born in America.
Yeah, but I feel like people get their accent more from their parents than from their...
I guess, but his mum's American, and he goes to school and stuff. He's not gonna randomly have an Irish accent just because his dad is from Ireland.
I don't know.
I like how they said that very heavy-handedly, but I'm glad they said it where he's like, oh, I'm from Ireland. Yeah. I moved over here
to escape the debt.
Yeah.
My father was a drunken potato farmer.
I was going to say, to avoid the potato famine.
He put all his money in the potatoes, but then the potatoes dried up. We had no potatoes. What were I supposed to do about the potatoes? For the love of God, what does somebody think of the potatoes? There's no potatoes left. The potatoes were taken.
Do you remember from college?
I have no idea who that was.
It was a guy we used to hang around with, and we made fun of him for being an idiot.
The ginger.
And one time he referred to the potato famine as the Irish potato crisis. We were like, what the fuck? So every now and then we'd be talking and we're like, oh yeah, the Irish potato crisis. We just referred to it from then on out.
The IRA, or the...
IRC.
The IPC.
IPC, yeah. Irish potato crisis.
The IRA were behind it.
We have such a crisis of lack of potatoes. for the third time.
I'll cut you off again.
For the fourth time. She's like, oh, I'll let you hear that your family's safe. And he's like, come on, Mom, we need to get to school. And she's like, have you seen my ring? I swear I left it on the counter. And like, you just hear it on the phone, and the dialogue's stupid. And the visuals are just close-ups of Liam Neeson's wrinkly face, and it's really weird and awkward.
And like, you can hear everyone like perfectly fine the whole time. Like, they don't walk away from whatever microphone there is.
They're like evil people. They're like the League of Evil People, and they just have like magic technology that lets them do anything. Oh, we can see everything you're doing at all times. How? Who knows? Who cares? It's never explained.
I don't know. Public train cameras were in the CCTV, I guess.
It's implied that there was people on the train watching. Why did they bother trying to get Liam Neeson to kill the girl when they could have done it themselves and saved themselves a lot of hassle?
Because they needed to implicate somebody else to
blame them?
Yeah, to keep them from to keep whoever the evil company is from being implicated. They needed to put someone else on the thing. And they were threatening Alex Murphy's family as well.
Yeah.
But
isn't that what happens in RoboCop, the reboot? The end, they kidnap his family or something.
Oh, well, yeah. Fucking
spoilers for that, I
fucking
guess.
Fucking the Vulture.
Batman
abducts the family and...
Of Robatman.
Yeah. And I think Commissioner Gordon is there.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah, I never noticed that.
Yeah, Gary Oldman's the scientist. Yeah, RoboCop 2013 has a really, like...
It was 2014.
It was, like, February 2014, Yeah, it had a very, like, uninteresting version of the scientist. Like you know how, like, in RoboCop, it was like, he's getting, like, hookers and blow?
Yeah.
It's just, like, Gary Oldman being like, oh, well, I'm a man of science and all that.
That seems to be that whole movie. It's just a boring, more grounded take on RoboCop. It's like, the best thing about RoboCop is it's, like, wildly unrealistic and cartoony and satire and none of it's in the reboot. So it's like, oh, when you take the satire out, it's just Robot Man. Yeah. Has a tragic backstory.
You have to make him cool action man.
Yeah, he's got to be black, and he's got to be a superhero.
He's
a cool
still...
Bike.
No, that's the stealth version of him. He prefers the silver version.
I like the silver. The silver version looked good.
Yeah. He's still got his people hand.
Anyway, back to the prequel of the new RoboCop reboot.
Yeah. RoboCop reboot.
Yeah, the reboot of the reboot. It's not a reboot because they don't want the satire, so it's a reboot of the reboot.
The origin story of the new RoboCop.
Yeah.
He still got gunned down.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. His family is threatened. He gets gunned down at the end. And they've got magic. They established they've got magic technology. Maybe the evil people.
OCP
will turn out to be OCP. Exactly.
OCP. I work for Dick Jones. I'm with OCP.
That would have been amazing if they'd revealed that at the end. We'd be like, oh my god.
the RoboCop reboot cinematic universe. Reboot cinematic universe.
In the sequel, Liam Neeson will fight RoboCop.
Liam Neeson versus RoboCop versus Terminator.
Terminator versus RoboCop versus Liam Neeson, he's popular.
I think the only hope for the RoboCop franchise is a Terminator versus RoboCop movie.
They should make a movie about Liam Neeson as Liam Neeson, and his family ends up getting taken, and the people that take him are like, hey, you've been in movies where your family keeps getting kidnapped, figure it out, and then like use the skills you learned from those movies, and he's like, I'm just an actor! And then he's got to try and remember all the stuff that he was taught when he was making Taken, the Taken trilogy, and then he gets his family back at the end.
That sounds pretty fun.
It could be like a spoof of Taken.
Yeah, like, isn't there, was it My Name is Bruce? The Bruce Campbell movie where the whole thing is, hey, I'm just Bruce Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happens in that movie.
I don't think I've seen it. Do like demons show up or something? Because that would be interesting.
I think it's something like zombies or something.
And then he's like, oh no, I only know... I guess I got to use the skills I learned when making the Evil Dead movies.
But I hear that movie is awful.
Yeah,
so,
probably. Well, it's because it's not got Sam Raimi making them.
Yeah, it's just...
It seems garbage. I recommend Bubba Hotep. Have you seen that?
Still haven't seen it.
Oh, fantastic movie. It's got heart, it's got comedy, it's got horror, it's got everything.
It's got a big chin.
Yeah. He plays Elvis, and he's fucking amazing at it. Whatever.
Okay.
I'd be happy to see a movie about an elderly Elvis with just Bruce Campbell without the whole mummy thing, but whatever, it's a great film. Watch it. Back to Train, the RoboCop prequel. So, the fighting is awful.
And but like I said earlier, the fact that the guys he's fighting... are just other people on the train.
No, it's the way it's shot. It's awkward, because they've not got, like, in the Taken movies or whatever, you've got this big arena you can fight guys in.
Well, yeah,
but he only fights one guy hand-to-hand.
They've got, like, three angles available.
There's a bit where, I'm assuming it was supposed to be funny, where they were, like, in the middle bit in between carts.
Yeah, and then they cut to the...
But I was laughing because it was awkward and stupid.
Yeah. Well, because it's just, like... he's just, like, fighting some guy, and neither of them knows what the fuck the other's doing, and...
Yeah. And then there's a bit where he tags this guy that he thinks is... What was the name? The guy's name? Porg?
Prin?
Prin, yeah. Dumb name. He's trying to find Prin. He thinks it's this guy because he beats him up. And then he finds him dead, and then the cops are looking for him. So he decides to hide in the same place.
Yeah.
And my second favorite scene in the movie... the train starts to go, and for whatever reason, his leg gets, like, trapped underneath it, and he starts to, like, fall out.
He's trying to stand up to, like, lift up the thing.
Oh, yeah, before the train starts.
Yeah, then the train starts, and rather than quickly just, like, doing that while the train's, like, building momentum, he instead decides he will instead try to crawl out from under the train and then climb back in.
And he's, like, he's kind of, like, sliding out of this bit, and his feet are, like, going everywhere. Yeah. And then he eventually stumbles out, and the train's going, and he, like, throws his bag. And I'm like, he's going to wait for the train to go past, and then he'll fall. But no, he does, like, a pointlessly dangerous move where he, like, spins underneath the wheel, and then he starts climbing up the side of it, and his bag gets caught on, like, one of the doors, and he's, like, trying to get it back, and then he, like, rips it open, and the money goes flying everywhere.
I don't think we mentioned earlier, he's got the 25,000 of
I think
the...
we did say he took the money.
Well, I mean, I think we said the package, we didn't say, like, the money.
Oh, yeah, he gets, he's offered 25 grand, and then he gets the 75 grand afterwards.
Yeah.
How they'd give it to him, I don't know, I guess they'd... Because what kind of baffled me was how they got the ring to the train so fast, but I guess they stole it in the morning. But then he was coming home from work, and they were going... I don't know.
Yeah.
The stuff with the family, they set it up really well at the beginning, and I thought they were going to cut back to it more, but they just show up at the end, and that's it. It was like, my favorite scene... My favorite, like, legitimate scene in the film is the intro because of how well it establishes the relationship to just never be seen again.
Yeah. That's the kind of thing that would be neat in, like, a short film.
Yeah.
Where it's just kind of like, hey, just, like, a guy going to work. Like, maybe it's, like, you just do that, like, his family life, and then you go his work life or something. Mm-hmm.
Just show the monotony of life, and I think there's a little animation I've seen where it's like that, where this guy does the same job every day, and it's just, and it gets faster and faster paced every day, and then it just ends with him committing suicide.
Yeah, that's why I'd assume.
Yeah. It's a good little animation. But, yeah, you could make a little short film out of that, but then the rest of it's just... dumb action, and like there's this part where he started beating a man up with a guitar.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny that the only guy on the train with a gun was a black man.
Hey, you could say he was a dark man.
Were you waiting for that?
Yeah.
He was a dark man. He wasn't the Dark Man, though. I've never seen that movie. Is it good?
It's okay. I don't know. I haven't seen Dark Man for a while.
Isn't there a sequel to that, but it doesn't have Liam Neeson?
Yeah, I think there is a Dark Man 2 with Liam Neeson.
Yeah, because he beats him up with a guitar, and then he, like, smashes his head out the window, and the other trains come the other way,
and then Liam Neeson, like, flips him over his body and throws him off the train.
And they're awkwardly, like, shoving each other's faces with their hands, because they've got, like, no room to fight, because they're in this train.
And then Liam Neeson goes back through to the other car, and he's just kind of like, and then he just very loud.
Oh, I love that bit. That was actually quite funny, how dumb it was, where they're like, where'd that guy with the guitar go? And he's like, he got off.
And then they're just like, then they just get to the next stop, and
well. I mean, let's just trust the guy that keeps disappearing, seems really stressed and nervous, and has blood coming out of his nose.
Yeah. Hey, wouldn't you trust that guy?
I don't know. Hey. Because I know Liam Neeson, maybe.
Hey, he's on the train every day. He's a regular commuter.
He couldn't kill a man. Oh, he killed a man.
Oh. Oh, my.
But the best scene in the film, towards the end, he thinks he saved the girl, because he finds out who it was. And that was another thing where it's like, They do the generic mystery thing where it's the guy you least suspect.
But it's the guy that we suspect the most.
Because you suspect them the least. Yeah, because they establish all these other characters, and you know immediately it's not going to be them. It's going to be the one that you barely see.
Yeah.
And there is a shot where he herds them all into one cart, and you see like a 1 or 2 second cut of her sitting down, and immediately you're like, oh, it's her. Because you don't see her any other time. Mm. And they specifically show you her sitting down, and I was like, well, it's got to be her.
Yeah.
They wouldn't take the time out to show you that otherwise. So.
And also with the person who's trying to kill her.
Yeah.
It's also, like, that's the, like.
That's so, because he calls him at some point. I didn't suspect it the first scene. It's when he calls him, and he's like, oh, you should get off the train and call the authorities or something. And I'm like, oh, he's a bad guy.
Yeah, it's because of the Sam Neill bit at the start.
I thought Sam Neill was a bad guy because of the way he, like, talked to him and they called him a prick. And I'm like, oh, he might show up as, like, help or a bad guy or something at the end. I wasn't sure what they'd do with him, but I knew he would show up at the end.
I assumed he was going to be the bad guy trying to get the girl, whoever killed...
What, Sam Neill?
No.
Or the Insidious guy.
RoboCop.
RoboCop, yeah. Alex Murphy.
Just because of the way that, you know, obviously the Sam Neill.
Captain Sam Neill.
He's, you know, obviously, like, trying to speak to him at the start. He's like, I just got off my shift, whatever, fuck you. It's just like, and then you go back, and then he's looking at him.
Yeah.
And it's just like, he's under investigation for something.
Yeah.
So, he's a bad guy.
And then he shows up, he's like, let me help you, I'm just trying to help you. And he says that thing he says at the beginning. He says, word for word, he's like, I've been your partner for 7 years, let me have your back for once. And I, like, put my hand in my palm, and I'm just like, oh.
Yeah. And then the girl's just like, oh. That's the thing that he said when he killed my cousin Enrique. When he threw.
Did she say that?
Well, no, she didn't say that. But earlier, she says the thing that he says.
Oh yeah, and that's it. And it's a big reveal, and they do the dun dun dun.
Then Liam Neeson's still not sure.
It's like, what? It's like, you. I'm like, come on, Liam Neeson. I've known this for the past like fucking hour of the film.
We've known this the whole movie.
Yeah, made for dumb people. But the scene before that is one of the funniest scenes I think I've seen in a cinema in quite a while. They decide that they can't kill the girl because they're stupid and they shouldn't have got Liam Neeson to do it when they could have just blown up the train from the beginning. So they decide to blow up the train. But they don't just blow up the train. They decide to derail the train because they blow up the brakes or something, or the engine, I think.
Yeah, but the brakes. They planted some kind of like friction bomb or something, like something that would like ignite when friction, whatever.
Who cares?
I don't know how friction
for whatever
works.
Reason the train is speeding really fast and they can't stop it, so they're like, oh,
it's non-stop. I know I already used that one earlier, but I had to use it again. I felt like I hadn't used one in a while.
You haven't used one in a while. How many more you got left?
I mean, there's so one or two more. I want to get in, but I don't know how.
Well, I'll cut this out if you want. Well, okay,
it's obvious.
I like the way that they. Yeah, it's obvious that it's him, but then they pull the reveal. He's like, what? And he's like, he's
and
so
finally,
baffled about
we
it.
We know who our Phantom Menace is. Our Phantom Menace is revealed.
That's the best one so far, because it barely works.
Yeah. I don't know, Rob Roy.
Is that the last one?
There's like, there's one more that I want to work in.
Okay, hopefully we can. But no, they derail the train, and they're like, oh, well, everyone's in the back of the train anyway, so we'll get everyone there, and then we'll do something, the train.
Derail the train?
Derail it? Detach. Yeah. They detach the last track from the train. But they do it in, like, the stupidest way ever, where they couldn't just unhook it. It's like, oh no, somebody needs to go down under the thing. And then the great comic side character, the ticket collector, is like, I'm not gonna do it, get Liam Neeson to do it.
Then go calm down the other passengers.
Yeah, it's like, I could do that. And then, like, Liam Neeson goes underneath it, and he undoes it, and then it detaches, and they're like, yeah. And then they're like, oh no, there's still a chain connecting it. And Liam Neeson, he does this big dramatic jump that's just shot really awkwardly, and it doesn't look like there's much of a gap in between it.
And then they pay off a joke from the start of the...
Well, oh yeah, because there's a bit where one of the other ticket collectors or the staff working there...
The conductor.
Yeah, the conductor, he's like, oh, what was he says? Something about, like, either the train's going to kill me or the people on it are.
Yeah, and he brings back that line. It's like,
well, because he goes over to try and detach the chain, but he can't do it. And then the conductor's like,
I go get the axe.
Yeah, he gets the axe, and then he's like, I knew the train was gonna kill me or something. Yeah. And then he jumps over like Liam Neeson does, but immediately bumps into the side of the train and almost falls over. And then they detach the chain. Does he die? Because he's so jovial about it when he's clearly about to jump to his death.
So when the train is like released or whatever, like they get the cart detached at the exact moment that the rest of the train is derailing.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson is magically propelled into the train, whereas the conductor is killed horribly in a fiery explosion.
Well, he's not Liam Neeson.
That's true.
The funniest part is that he's then hanging out of the train. And just fucking explosions everywhere, and like things are flying everywhere, and the train's like, and it just keeps going and going and going. And then there's a part where Liam Neeson's head's hanging out of the train, and he can see one of the other track carriages up in the air on fire, about to fall on top of him.
About to like just jackknife
cut his head off, and he manages to pull him in just in time.
Yeah.
I was laughing so hard because it just kept going on, and then the other cart just like slides out completely, drifts, it drifts like, all the way, and then there's like the stop thing on the road where it does
like
the bell.
Yeah, it's like a wide shot of
and you see it like drift in, and boy. See, that's when I thought that the movie was going to pretty much wrap up there, but then it went on for another 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because I thought that was the big dumb end scene of the movie.
But then they haven't solved the mystery yet.
Yeah,
so
that's
of course
true.
The movie's
well, I thought
going.
They were going to wrap it up quicker than they did, because I already knew what was going to happen, but they took so long to do it. And that's the point where I was like, oh, I know what's going to happen, hurry up. So they could have cut out about 50 minutes.
Could have added in more scenes of Liam Neeson being Irish.
They could have added in some more action scenes.
More Irish scenes. Like when he's just drinking in the pub.
Turdy, turdy, turdy. Top of the morning to you. I'm Liam Neeson. We're playing the Taken video game. I gotta save my wife and kids.
They should make a Taken video game.
They should. They made a Taken series.
That's true.
They'd taken the rights away from Liam Neeson and gave it to some guy on NBC.
Tune in to Taken. It's Friday night.
Will he get his wife back?
7-8 Central, or however.
Will
America
he get his kid back?
Times.
Who knows? Yeah, it's like 7-8 Central because it's like different sides of the country. Yeah. What is that show? Is it just the entire season of he's trying to get his daughter, and then at the end he gets his daughter, and then at the beginning of the next season his daughter gets kidnapped again?
Or is it that his daughter is taken, and the overarching story of the season is his daughter's taken, and every episode he's got to solve some other taking?
Oh, maybe he just solves other people's child.
Yeah.
He's constantly bringing kids back to their owners.
To find out who, while finding small clues about who took his daughter.
Yeah. That's dumb. It probably is. I'm going to look up that show now.
Hey, Taken.
Yeah, Taken. I went to Forkin. We need a fourth Taken. We need a new trilogy of Taken movies. His daughter hasn't been kidnapped enough.
Well, I think in Taken 3, his new wife is taken, and he
gets a new wife.
Because I think he's divorced in the first one.
Oh right, okay.
Then I think in the second one he gets a girlfriend. He has a girlfriend in the background, and I think in the third one she's just his wife now, and then she's taken. And then he and his daughter team up to save.
Why do people keep targeting Liam Neeson's family? Like, well, because, he's clearly a violent murderer. Well, because, it's not a good idea.
Because someone takes his daughter, and then he gets revenge, you know, saves his daughter.
Yeah, he murders everyone.
But then in Taken 2, they take his daughter again because they're getting revenge for the guy who he got revenge on.
And then in the third one, is it just unrelated?
No, I think it's the same thing where it's like another, like, hey, you killed my brother and his son in two different events.
You killed my friends that were trying to get revenge because you killed their friends.
Because they were human trafficking. They were good people. And they deserve justice.
What would the fourth one be? His dog gets taken? Wait, your wife wasn't home. We took what we could get.
I think that's an SNL sketch.
Oh, right. Okay. Is it? I didn't mean to steal that.
Also, I think that's the movie Keanu.
Oh, yeah. They've got to find a cat or something. Yeah.
That a cat is taken.
Dan, overall, you got anything else to say about Treinken? I thought the CGI was awful. There was a bit where they shoved Jonathan Banks in front of the bus, and you can see the second...
The
frame that it turns to CGI.
Yeah.
And, like, the whole... thing with the train exploding looked awful, which is why it was so funny.
You try to say they didn't really blow up a whole train yard. That's not even something that would be that expensive to do, really. No. They could just, like, make...
It would have been more realistic, and because the film starts off with a very grounded, realistic tone, and then by the end it's wacky Transformers explosion, so if they'd blown up a real train and had it be more grounded where maybe it just flips over once, that would have been much better.
I wonder what the budget even was for that.
I'm going to assume like 60 million or something, because, I mean, everything kind of takes place on a train.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't need a lot of sets. Pay Liam Neeson like 10, 20 million or something.
Yeah, pay everyone else peanuts.
Maybe it's 100 million.
The Commuter, starring Liam Neeson.
What did it get on like Rotten Tomatoes and stuff? Oh, 6.6 out of 10 on IMDb.
Yeah, like half. Like half. I'm too lazy to go through all this to find...
We can ask our good friend Wordmotron.
It is your good friend Wordmotron, here to help out again, on my favorite podcast, Wasting Time with Ethan and Danny, which has great editing and stupendous audio quality.
Wordmotron?
Remember, Wordmotron? In the Jumanji episode? You don't listen to our podcast, do you?
I don't know. Hey, I can say things and then forget them.
We needed to add in information we were too lazy to look up, so I asked my good friend Wordmotron, who was a text-to-speech translator thing online.
Did I make this joke?
Yeah, and it's in the podcast. She shows up several times throughout that podcast, but you don't care enough to listen to my great editing.
How could you forget me, you bastard? You created me. Father, why have you forsaken me? Ethan is such a good editor. I love him. You should subscribe to Wasting Time for more awful podcasts like this one.
Yeah, the budget was 30 million.
Oh, okay.
The budget was 30 million. See? I could have done that, you prick.
even I thought it was bigger than that. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, how little did Liam Neeson care?
All the budget just went to Liam Neeson?
Yeah.
Just got to spend 30 million?
Oh, of course, you can only hope.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, Liam Neeson is back with his family. Yeah, they're all happy.
Oh yeah, that was another thing I was going to say, is that his family just show up at the end, and his son's like, so is this what you do every day when you go to work, Dad? And his dad's like, ha 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 ha, I love my son. And then he's just like, so stupid.
By the way, honey, I lost my job today.
Oh yeah.
Because he never actually mentions that.
Yeah, he does, and he says several times he needs to tell his wife. Yeah. But he gets a new job.
Yeah, that's true. He
gets his old job back.
You know, we could really use guys like you on the force again.
Why don't you threaten your life every day for us? You find that woman somehow and tease a sequel or something? Who knows?
Yeah. The computer.
The computer?
The computer.
All right. The computer. Liam Neeson plays a robot man. He's RoboCop! They'll do a twist on it.
Liam Neeson is a cyborg.
And he has to fight Alex Murphy RoboCop. Alex Murphy was a cop as well! It's so perfect!
Oh, yeah. Liam Neeson should be a Terminator.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, he should be the new
Terminator. Yeah, because they keep trying to bring back Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it's like, he looks like a sack of potatoes at this point. Just let his career
Liam
die.
Liam Neeson's not quite that bad yet. Like, I feel like Liam Neeson...
He does a good job of, like, I'm tired, but I still have those skills. He gets his butt kicked a lot in this, which I quite appreciate.
Because, like, The other guys aren't trained, but he's older. And
yeah,
then just kinda
it kind of balances out well, where it's like he's got the training, but he's too old to really fight well, and he gets beaten up a lot, but he knows how to like take it.
Yeah.
And then he outsmarts them by throwing
a beating before.
He's Tithrikan three beatings in three movies. And that one when he was on a plane, which seems really dumb. But yeah, it's like he throws them out of the plane or whatever. And
plane?
Yeah, train, whatever, who cares?
Also, like, they just got a whole thing with, like, it's like, where have you been the whole time? It's like, oh, the cops came for us.
Oh, yeah.
Where they had that
They don't explain that, because it's like, oh, yeah, the cops were going to go and pick your family up, but then they didn't for some reason, sorry.
Well, RoboCop lies to him and tells him that his family...
But then the FBI guy shows up and he's like, oh, no, your family's safe.
Yeah, because the cops went to get them. But he heard on the phone some people showing up, like, looking for them. That's because the FBI guys went to go get them.
Oh, okay, I get it now.
You didn't get that?
No, I was confused, because then I thought the woman had them, and they had the ring, and I didn't really know what they did.
No, the ring is a complete mystery that goes unexplained.
How did they get the ring?
They got the ring, they got a microphone planted on them, or they hacked into their phones.
It sounded like they had boom mics right in front of their face. Like, the audio quality was better than our fucking podcast.
Liam Neeson and his family are back together again, and you can see that it's Love Actually.
I forget he's in that. I've never seen that movie.
Rowan Atkinson's in it.
Yeah, he's good in that movie, I think. I don't know.
I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know. He's probably good. He's Rowan Atkinson. Yeah.
He's good in Rat Race.
Yeah, he is.
He's the best part of that movie.
Yeah. He's not good in the Johnny English franchise.
No! Well, that's because the Johnny English franchise is flawed to begin with.
I still can't believe they made a second Johnny English movie.
They're like, oh, this one will redeem it. No, it was worse somehow.
Who the fuck was clamoring for their Johnny English sequel?
Exactly. I remember seeing it in the cinema for some reason.
Yeah, I remember seeing it in the cinema too. And like, all my friends liked it.
Yeah.
And then the kids are like, oh, it's so funny. The scene where he steps on the plank of wood and then he hits a guy in the nuts. It's just like, no, that wasn't funny. That was awful.
Reminds me of that. Have you seen Idiocracy? It's like in the future, everyone's just an idiot, and they just watch this TV show about this guy that constantly gets hit in the balls. They're like, oh, they're like Beavis and Butthead. Idiots. Yeah. They're the same people that would enjoy Trink and unironically.
Yeah. Yes. So, after all that is done, Liam Neeson's then on the train.
Yeah.
He approaches the woman.
She's like, do I know you?
And he's like, then he's just like asking like the same questions she asked him earlier. And she's like, this nice, like,
it's a good kind of like rounding up, like, bring it back.
Yeah. You could say, this is Batman Begins.
That doesn't fit.
I know. I was trying to think of like an origin story thing. Like,
yeah, RoboCop Begins.
Yeah. No, but Batman Begins, because Liam Neeson's in that movie.
What else is Liam Neeson in?
He's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he is in a lot of stuff. I like Liam Neeson.
Yeah, he's a good man.
Yeah, I don't know, probably not. probably raped a woman or a child, who knows.
That's true. Tune in next week when we hear about Liam Neeson's sexual misconduct.
Do you hear apparently James Franco, I think it was James Franco. No, it was Liam Neeson, actually. Liam Neeson came out recently and said that he's afraid of touching women on the knees at this point in case he gets, like, accused of sexual assault. Can you imagine if Liam Neeson was taken to prison?
He would have the right to remain silent?
You wouldn't want to go to a cold, dark cell, man. Oh, wait. You wouldn't want to go to a cell that's dark, man. I had to think about that one.
Yeah. If only I had a bit of a stroke in the middle of it.
I have a stroke every podcast. Every time I try to say something, I have a tiny stroke. So, Dan, overall, what would you rate The Greatest Showman out of 12? What did we say, drinking?
Yeah, we saw The Commuter.
The Greatest Commuter.
I don't know, like a 5 or something? It was whatever.
Good.
I don't care.
Yeah, I'll probably give it a 5. It's not good, but I laughed enough for it to be entertaining. I enjoyed the first half. Well, I enjoyed the first act, unironically. I enjoyed the dumb action scenes for how stupid they were, but I hated the third act just because it wasn't dumb and funny, and it wasn't legitimately good, so it's not worth it. I would say if it comes out on Netflix, watch the scene where the train explodes. Because it's like, it's so out of place in the tone of the rest of the film that it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, but I feel like you still have to get the... feel like watch the first 5 minutes and then jump to the train.
I would say if you're a person that gets stoned and watches whatever's on Netflix and then forgets about it immediately, I don't know.
You can maybe do something with your life.
Yeah. Maybe grow up a bit. You got anything else you want to say?
The A-Team. I was trying to... At one point, I thought about trying to work in Schindler's List, but there's no way to work in that. There's literally nothing a person could do.
He does have a list at one point.
That's true. Unknown was another one that was kind
of
like,
oh, yeah, you could try and work that in somewhere. Oh, yeah. The mystery of who he has to kill is unknown.
I think I might have actually worked this in already when I said, he's on a train and he has to find someone. It's unknown who person he has to...
Oh, maybe you did, but I didn't pick up on it.
Yeah, I don't think I picked up on it.
You did it by accident.
Yeah. RoboCop versus Liam Neeson. You could say that was a clash of the titans.
Wait, is he in there?
Yeah, he's like a god.
Oh, he's Zeus, isn't he? Yeah. The clash of the titans.
It's Chronicles of Narnia. Remember he was Aslan?
Yeah.
Was like,
how would you work that in? Oh, I guess he did play Jesus then, because I was saying he should have played Jesus. He played Lion Jesus.
That's true.
He dies and then he comes back, doesn't he?
I don't know what Aslan did. I didn't watch the Narnia.
I've only ever read and seen the first one. No, I don't think anyone's ever seen the rest of them.
The cast consists of Liam Neeson and the other man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that'll do.
So, yeah, 5 out of 12. Dumb movie. I don't know. So maybe watch it if you like laughing at stupid things, but you'll probably forget you watched it immediately after it's done. That's our train can review, I guess.
Ba-da. Boom.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
You should subscribe to Wasting Time for more awful podcasts like this one.